I like the good humor man. I'd wait for him. It was another huge thing of the of life. As a guy was the, you hear that little jingle bell and the white truck and the little white suit, and we'd stand in line behind the truck, and all the different ice creams that you could get was on the back of the truck, placed right over the exhaust pipe. You had a Dixie cup. It was the equivalent of smoking a pack of Camels. Nobody cared. These were good times.
Why don't we try that again? Maybe we'll get it to work. I think hopefully the second time will be the charm. Let's see if we get this to work here, because I like Gloria. I got to hear that from Laura Branigan. If I don't wake up with Gloria in the morning, I don't function well. There we go. I think we got it. Yeah. Now I'm going to talk over it, right? Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. It's 610 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio refreshed on a Friday morning. You know that drizzle you see out there, the clouds right now? Yeah, going away. Gradual clearing today with a high air 65. A clear sky tonight, lows 47. And a wonderful weekend. Sunny tomorrow with a high air 67. There's like a 20% chance of morning showers. Just push those away. Don't even think about them. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high air 67. Sunday sunny with a high air 58. Right now it's cloudy and 59 degrees. Got the Brewers and the Cubs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on WRJN. The Brewers are at Chicago at Wrigley, 12:45 p.m. game time today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Hey, coming up this morning at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about a pancake breakfast the EAA is putting on. Plus, we'll have a roller derby queen in here. That should be fun, huh? Yeah, I like that. See lost her life way too soon. She was a young lady when she passed away, Laura Branigan. Yeah, she lived not that far from me on Long Island, and she got sick, and he passed away. It was a real, you know, natural death, but it was just, you know, sad. What a career. Short career, but a good one. Good songs from Laura Branigan. All right, 611 WRJN Radio. Here's some info for World Password Day, which was yesterday. We kind of all missed it. The most common password in the U.S. last year was 123456, followed by the word password. Admin, 1234, and unknown. Now, none of those are secure at all. They're just not secure passwords, and that's, you know, just the way it is. All right, here's how to make a secure password. A 9-character password that mixes numbers, upper and lowercase letters, and special characters will take hackers roughly 479 years to crack. And if that's not enough security for you, 479 years... you can be extra careful. With 18 characters, it would take hackers 19 quintillion years to crack that code. All right, now I feel a little better. I think I'll use the 18 characters. Kind of nervous about that 479 years. All right, here's the next annoying thing coming down the pike. Google is rolling out audio emojis, which will play a sound when you're talking on the phone. They'll have 6 of them, including clapping and the drum emoji. No word on when we're going to get all this. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Is that what we're going to have to put up with now? Sounds when we're talking on the phone? It's National Salad Month. I don't know if you knew that or not. And a poll asked people for the strangest things they like to put in their salads. Answers: banana, peanut butter, peppermint, and popcorn. Now, popcorn is really, when you get right down to it, a vegetable. It's corn. It's, you know, different. It's not like corn on the cob, but it's corn. That'd be interesting to try that. They say time is money, so how much is your free time worth? The average answer in a new poll, $240 an hour. That's the equivalent of a job that pays just over $499,000 a year. And by that standard, sleeping 8 hours a night is costing you $75,000 a month. So don't go to sleep. 40-year-old, oh, you know, people hate going to the dentist. They're very nervous about dentists. You know, it's bad enough that you have to... you know, go there, get your teeth clean. They poke around with that metal object and everything, you know. It's a very nerve-wracking experience going to the dentist. So, how do you like this? A 40-year-old guy is suing the dentist after they pushed so hard while installing an implant, they drove it all the way into the guy's brain. He screamed out loud in pain. The dentist realized it was serious, rushed him to the emergency room, and then just left him there and took off. Surgeon said he might not survive the surgery, so he said goodbye to his wife and kids just in case. Luckily, he pulled through, made a full recovery. Imagine that. They drove it right into his brain. Ow. Now, this is super odd but true. You know I do those odd but true segments? Well, this one is super odd but true. The legal drinking age in England is 5 years old. As long as the kid is drinking alcohol at home. What? Really? 5 years old, the legal drinking age? What kind of dreams do you have? A North Carolina man's sister told him she had a dream he found a bunch of gold. So he bought a lottery ticket and won $837,000. See, when I have dreams, I'm either late for class in high school or falling off a cliff or someone's chasing me. I never dream about finding gold. Airbnb is offering what they call limited icon experiences that include staying in the house where movies were made, like the movie Up and the mansion from X-Men 97. There'll also be a living room performance by Doja Cat and a private comedy show hosted by Kevin Hart. I thought Up was an animated cartoon. What do you mean you stayed at the house where Up was filmed? It was a cartoon, wasn't it? I think it was. All right, this one's a serious one. Dan Schneider is suing Investigation Discovery Channel for defamation over their docuseries Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. Did you see that? It's kind of unsettling to watch. I saw it. It's a 5-chapter show on the ID channel. He says the show falsely implied that he was abusing kids at Nickelodeon. Now, just for the record, Schneider has yet to be accused of sexually abusing any kids on the show. And Drake Bell, who was actually abused on the show as a child, now an adult, said in the docuseries that Dan was totally supportive when they found out what had happened to him. So, yeah, they didn't mention at all him being involved in sexual assaults on that show. 51-year-old Catholic priest in Pennsylvania used the church's credit card to rack up over $40,000 in expenses in mobile games like Mario Kart Tour and Candy Crush. He admitted he had a mobile game addiction. $40,000! I mean, my mother played Candy Crush when she was alive, and she played all those games, but $40,000? I think she charged, it was like 99 cents. What do you run up? And where does he find the time for this? Isn't he supposed to be preaching sermons? And now he's doing that. All right, come on, don't jinx it. An airport in Japan celebrating a big milestone. They have never lost a piece of luggage in over 30 years. And they just celebrated that. Now, guess what? They put the whammy on themselves. Showbiz news. A lip reader thinks Taylor Swift got annoyed with Travis Kelce when he sang Viva Las Vegas at Patrick Mahomes' charity event. Yeah, everybody should bring a lip reader with them. Just in case you got to find out what somebody else is saying. And Cher says she will not date men her own age because they're all dead. I guess that's a good reason. Before you crack your eggs for breakfast this morning, a kindergarten teacher from California went viral on TikTok claiming she hatched chicks from a carton of eggs she bought at Trader Joe's. Agricultural experts say it is possible. The odds are small that you'll be eating a baby chick for breakfast this morning. A McDonald's drive-thru in Kansas broke a world record by processing 356 orders in 1 hour. Customers were in on it and went as fast as possible. It's still only 10 seconds per order, which is pretty good. But the question was, were the orders correct? Anybody could take an order, but could you fill it correctly? All right, what else we got? If I feel guilty about not leaving a tip. All right, according to etiquette experts, there are a few times when tipping is unnecessary or even wrong. Don't tip service technicians like plumbers. Don't tip flight attendants. I never tipped a flight attendant before. Don't do those. Don't tip restaurants when gratuity is included, and never tip highly trained professionals like nurses or accountants. If you want to say thanks, send a card. Yeah, when my nurse took my blood pressure, I left, here's $2. I mean, what, you tip a nurse? My doctors told me at the annual physical, everything's okay. I said, here's a 10 spot. Thanks a lot for your help. I also heard you're not supposed to tip the owner of a place. Like if you go to a barbershop or something and get your hair done, you could tip the stylist who does it. But if they're the owner, you're not supposed to tip them. That's what they say. It's 619 WRJN. Looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 65. Clear tonight, lows 47. Saturday, sunny with a high near 67. Sunday, sunny with a high near 58, 59, and cloudy right now in Racine at Radio Park. The Brewers and Cubbies, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 12:45 p.m. all 3 days here on WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. should hear that office gossip. That's what I like about coming in the morning. That's what I like coming in the morning. There's no office here. There's no gossip. Then nobody's even here when I leave in the morning either. I never see anybody. As far as I know, I'm the only person working here. And Stuart J. Waddles, too. And the guy who runs the building, Noonday. Other than that, and of course, our station manager, Chris Morrow, they come in later in the day. But, yeah, you never see anybody when you work mornings. No matter what radio station I ever work mornings at, you never meet anybody. I mean, I could work, you know, at a radio station I have for a couple of years, and I'll walk in the middle of the day, and half the people don't know who I am. I said, I'm your morning guy. I've been doing mornings on the radio station for 5 years. Oh, really? Who are you? That's the way it works. All right, this is like banning children from screaming at a playground or banning your father-in-law from complaining on a Sunday dinner. A dog park in Canada, Montreal, posted a sign that bans barking in the dog park. And if your dog barks, you could face fines between $370 and $1,475. It's a city bylaw. Sounds like neighbors complained that the park was too noisy and the sign was put out to reduce the nuisance, but it's unclear if they're going to enforce the rule. You know, in a fair enough way for fine people to spend that much money on your barking dog. I was very lucky. My dog Chester, I had for 13 years. I think he barked 3 times in 13 years. And it was strange because when you hear him, it was a real deep bark, like, woof. Really? I pictured a high pitch thing. He barked at some electric guy came in the house to fix something, the electricity. He barked at him once. One of my friends, he barked at him. I can't think of the other times. The other time he barked, it was one other time. Maybe a delivery person. But that was it. I mean, we had multiple dogs in the house, too, so he never barked at them. This wasn't a barker. Would have saved me a lot of money if I lived in Montreal. Odd but true, the most dangerous job in America is not disc jockey. You know, we could put our fingers in a socket here, so it is kind of dangerous. But no, the President of the United States, 9% have been killed while on the job. That's 4 out of 46. The next highest death rate on the job is loggers at 0.13%. Yeah, I guess being a president is kind of dangerous. You know, we had 46 presidents and, you know, 4 of them died in office. Heroes come in all ages. How about a 13-year-old kid in Michigan used his slingshot to stop a would-be kidnapper? Saved his 8-year-old sister. The suspect was a 17-year-old who's now in custody. He hit him once in the head with a slingshot, once in the chest, and that was it. Who knew? Low-tech devices. You know, slingshots are in the Bible. David and Goliath. Isn't that David and Goliath, a slingshot? I mean, it's a biblical toy, and he got rid of him. A woman in New Jersey recently discovered that her bank account was overdrawn by $100 billion. What the heck did she buy? The bank fixed the mistake. It's looking on how it even happened. Remember the old Monopoly game? Bank error in your favor. Collect $10. Wouldn't that be funny if she went down to the bank with that card? I'm cashing in this card. Bank error in my favor. Could you please hand over the $10? Then they'll give her Monopoly money. All right. If you're old enough to remember the launch of MTV on August 1st, 1981 at 12:01 a.m., this will bring you right back. Somebody put the first 2 hours on YouTube. Everyone knows the first video played was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Remember that? And it was followed by Pat Benatar's You Better Run and She Won't Dance With Me by Rod Stewart. You'll also see the original VJs introduce themselves. The very first ad that aired, it was a three-ring binder called The Bulk. It was followed by a commercial for the movie Superman 2. Now, isn't it funny? Video Killed the Radio Star. And radio killed the music on MTV because there's no more music videos on MTV. They're gone. They wound up just running them in the middle of the night in the last couple of years, but then they just gave up on them. So video killed the radio star, but radio killed the video star. We should have an update on that song. Radio's like a cockroach. You can't get rid of them. Radio's been around since, you know, 1919, the very first radio station, KDKA in Pittsburgh in 1919. And here we are, WRJN turns 100 years old in 2026. All right. Cosmo Magazine came up with a list of things that instantly make a guy more attractive. Oh, I need this. Being unaware of their own hotness. Being able to banter and hold a conversation. I could do that. A nice low voice or an accent. I can do that. Not blatantly checking out other women. And being able to cook at least one dish well, especially breakfast. I'm a winner because breakfast is my specialty. You ask my wife. When it comes to omelets, I mean, nobody cooks omelets better than I bake biscuits. And with sausage gravy, biscuits and gravy. A cheese omelet with sausage in it or bacon, whatever you want, vegetables, whatever you want in the omelet. I cook those. Somewhat of a low voice. I don't check out other women. Well, I do, but not when, you know, you're on a date or anything. No, I don't. Maybe I do. Being able to banter and hold a conversation, and I am unaware of my own hotness. Now, the reason I'm unaware of my own hotness is because I'm not hot. But there you go. Cosmo Magazine. It's making me more attractive by the second. I like it. The most annoying TV watching habits. Are you ready? Constantly asking what's on. Clicking around too much. I don't do that much anymore. Answering a phone call during the show. Oof. Loud eating and trying to predict what's going to happen. My wife and I do that all the time. Always trying to predict what's going to happen. You know, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but did you see The Amazing Race? Did you see that? I did not know, but there's a car that follows all those people on The Amazing Race when they're driving. It's got a crew in it, a sound person, a camera person, and a producer. And the rule is you cannot continue the game if you lose your crew. And this couple that was in second place, the crew made a wrong turn and they had to wait and they wound up being tossed off the show. I guess I did spoil it for you. They wound up getting tossed off the show because the crew made them sit there in the car and they couldn't do they were in second place. They could have been, you know, maybe in first place by the time the show was over. But I would have been livid. The people on the internet are all upset about it. I agree. It's 629 WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Take interest in any conversation. When I was little on Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass. Gave my brother a box of Band-Aids. Then he said, "Now you two share." He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will is an IOU. He told me sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs. One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, "What do you think that means?" And he said, "It means you were sleeping."
Baby, look at me and tell me what you
another singer that passed away at an early age. She was only, she was a young lady. She passed away November 25th, 2022, Irene Cara. Yeah, she, well, she was 63 years old, but still. Wow. Well, she's from my old hometown in the Bronx. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Okay. Yeah, all these, you know what the problem is? The older you get, the more some of these big actors and performers, they're passing away. You know, I don't know how I got stuck on this Facebook page, the Hollywood page of death is what they call it. And it's not as bad as it sounds. What they do is, if an actor passes away or a performer or whatever, what they do is they review their life. It's nothing bad. It just reviews all the movies, TV shows, how they got their start and that kind of stuff. It's interesting to read because, you know, you get to learn about some of these famous people. And at the end, it just says how they passed away. It's a bad name for it, the Hollywood page of death, but that's what it is. There's another site. It's a graveyard site where they have this guy go around with a video camera in cemeteries where famous people are buried, a lot in Hollywood, Forest Lawn and Memorial Lawn or wherever, out in California. And you get to see the grave sites of big celebrities. And oddly enough, some don't have graves. Like Steve Allen, the guy, one of the originators of The Tonight Show. I think he was the second person to do The Tonight Show, Steve Allen. Big, famous TV celebrity. His wife next to him has a tombstone. He doesn't have one. There are a lot of famous people that have one. Then they have the ones that are big, ostentatious, you know, stone, you know, big tombstones. Occasionally they'll go overseas, like in France, where Jim Morrison of The Doors is buried. He passed away in Paris, and he's buried there. But it's very interesting to go see graveyards. My wife and I, when we go on vacation, always go to graveyards because there's history there. And we went to one called Mount Carmel Cemetery. And this is in, right outside Chicago. This is where Al Capone is buried. But he's not the interesting story. They also have O'Banion is there, the other gangster buried right near Al Capone. Sam Giancana, another gangster, is buried out there as well. But it's not just a gangster cemetery. I wish I could show you the pictures on the radio, but I can't. There's a woman buried there. Well, her name is unimportant to the story. But she died in childbirth around 1900. And she was buried with her child in her arm, the baby that was born born dead. And she passed away from that childbirth. And in the 1900s, you know, it was not that uncommon. So they buried her holding her stillborn infant. And her mother said, you know what? I have a feeling she's not dead or something like that. So she convinced the judge in Chicago to exhume the grave years later, several years later. And you could see there's a picture of it on her tombstone. They actually have two photographs on there. One is the actual casket with her in it opened up at the when they exhumed the casket. The casket's all rotted around. The baby that was in her arms is almost non-existent now, but she looks like the day she was buried. And she wasn't embalmed. There was no deterioration of her at all. So her mother said she's a saint. She convinced people in the neighborhood, again, 1906 around there, to build a special memorial to her in the cemetery. So they got rid of the little tiny stone that was there, and they built this giant memorial of her in her wedding dress. I mean, it's really beautiful to look at. And they reburied her, and they put this giant memorial up there, a tombstone, of her in her wedding dress. Now, the actual photograph that they took that from is on her gravestone. They actually embedded it in there. But these are the type of stories that are in cemeteries. I'll tell you one last one. We went to a cemetery in Lincoln, Nebraska. We were doing a road trip. We stopped there. There's a guy named Charles Starkweather who's buried there. Charles Starkweather, three movies were made about him. One was California with a K, starring Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt played him in that movie. There's one called Badlands with Martin Sheen and Sissy Spacek. Martin Sheen played him. And there was one called Natural Born Killers, where the guy from Cheers, I can never remember his name, and Juliette Lewis, those two played he and his girlfriend. I can't think of the guy's name from Cheers. Anyway, those three movies were made about this guy, Charles Starkweather. Charles Starkweather in the 1950s went on a killing spree with his teenage girlfriend and just killed people all over Nebraska for no reason whatsoever. So they finally caught him, and within 6 months after catching him, they gave him the electric chair, and he was gone. His girlfriend is still alive. She's, I think, living on the East Coast somewhere, Pennsylvania or wherever. She's still around. They didn't really convict her. She got a small jail sentence, but that was about it. Here's the strange part. He's buried in the cemetery in Lincoln, Nebraska. And directly across from his grave, facing him, are three of his victims. Three of the people he killed. One, two, three, and the gravestones are facing each other for eternity. Isn't that something? See, you find these interesting stories in cemeteries. And there's one right here at home in Graceland Cemetery. We took a video tour of the cemetery. The guy who gave the tour isn't doing it anymore, but he was in that cemetery in Graceland here in Racine. I got to get somebody from a cemetery in Racine to talk about the history of it. We got to do that. Anyway, so his mother's buried there. Now, when his mother was alive, she was a big fan of bingo, and she used to play all the time. You know those big stampers they use in bingo with ink in them? They stamp them. Well, one day, she's about to fill up the card. I think it was I-26 she needed, or I-16 or whatever it was, I-19. So she needed one more I-16 to win, fill up the card. Somebody else yelled bingo. She took the stamper and smashed it down. Ink went all over the table, all over everybody. Anyway, she's buried there. And on the back of her tombstone, each member of her family got to put something on the tombstone that reminded them of her. Some put a bird. This guy put a bingo card on the back in search of I-16. The back of his mother's tombstone. It's there in the cemetery. You can see it. A big picture of a bingo card. I-16 in search of I-16. You find so many great stories. We go on tours out in Yorkville. They did a history tour of the cemetery. You'd be surprised what you can find in cemeteries. Yeah, there's one in Milwaukee, Forest Home Cemetery. Am I right with that one in Milwaukee? A friend of mine, Rod Lancer, who was one of the founders of Summerfest and also a comptroller for the city of Milwaukee, took us on a tour of the cemetery. And there were two guys in Milwaukee who kept suing each other. They couldn't stand each other's guts. They just hated each other. And they're buried next to each other in a turn that he just happened to work out like that. They couldn't get along in life. And now they can get along. And Jacob Best, you know, Best Beer. Jacob Best Beer. You've heard of that, right? Jacob Best. He's buried there. Well, sort of. He died at sea in a ship. The ship went down. They never found his body. But they put a grave marker there with his name and an etching of the ship that he went down in. Jacob Best. You find out all these interesting things in cemeteries. So, I mean, it's not all, you know, it's just interesting stories. But my wife looks all these up. And then when we go on a road trip, we stop by a cemetery. There's cemeteries out all around our area here with great stories in them. I mean, Mound Cemetery, Graceland Cemetery, oh, great stories in there. You got to look them up. But they're there. All right. Enough with cemeteries for now. We might get back to them later. All right, survey asks people what stuff in hotel rooms they never, ever use. All right, here are the top ones. The mini bar. The phone in the bathroom. Yeah, I don't want to touch that. The shower cap and hanger specifically designed for pants. Oh, you know, I do use those. My wife, as soon as we get into a hotel room, even if it's for a day, she unpacks and puts everything in the drawers, and I hate that. Because you know those drawers aren't clean. I think she may clean them, though. I just hate that. I hate everything in hotel rooms. You know what we did one time? We brought a little cocoon to sleep in the bed in the hotel room because we didn't trust. We were on a Route 66 tour, so we didn't stay at our usual hotels. So we stayed at this hotel. We brought little cocoons to sleep in. I always bring my own pillowcases. I don't trust anything in a hotel room. My mother, we used to go on vacations as a kid. She used to sleep with, you know, nightgown and everything with socks on. She wouldn't sleep without socks. And she kept shoes by the edge of the bed. She would not walk with bare feet on the carpet. So one day, my brother and I took her shoes and hit them. And she had to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, whatever. And her shoes weren't there. She woke everybody. Where are my shoes? She wouldn't get out of the bed. She said, where are the shoes? We hid them. Yeah, I would walk around in bare feet, but still, you know things aren't clean. You know what the dirtiest thing in a hotel room is? The remote control for the TV. They never clean them. And you know, people use those in bed after they've been scratching themselves. They use those remote controls. And so, yeah, those are the filthiest. My wife cleans everything when we go to the hotel room. She brings a little cleaning fluid, and we clean them. And my mother, when she used to go on trips with the neighbor, they used to come from her room to my mother's room with a whole cleaning kit. I mean, it looked like she was the housekeeper. She used to come. Even the light switches. I mean, they don't clean those things in hotels. At least I don't think they do. I'm pretty sure they don't. I got to talk to a hotel service person and see if they ever clean those. I'm pretty sure they don't. All right, what else I got for you here? Study found 95% of people think all their friendships are mutual. You're my friend. I'm your friend. Turns out, half of your friends don't think you're as close as you think they are. And a study found the more comments someone posts, the dumber those comments are. It's not because writing comments makes you dumb. It's because you stop putting any effort or thought into them. So when you read comments online, you can assume a lot of them come from people who leave tons of comments, which is why they're so dumb. Now we know. Graduate clearing today. A beautiful day. Highs near 65. Sunny Saturday and Sunday. Highs 67 tomorrow. 58 on Sunday. Hey, the Brewers and the Cubbies playing ball. The Brewers are down in Chi-Town. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 12:45 p.m. start times here on WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the legendary AM frequency of 1400 WRJN. WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed. We're looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 65. Clear tonight. Now, normally people say, well, clear skies. No, it's clear sky. There's only one sky. Lows around 47. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 67. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 58. Right now, 59 degrees and cloudy. The Brewers in Chicago to take on the Cubbies Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on WRJN at 12:45. Got some local news, I think. I think we're all ready for that with Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. He's keeping an eye on everything that's going on. He has his nose in everything. Oh, yeah, we do have some news here. The Bell City welcomes Joe Biden, our president, next week. The White House says President Biden will be in Racine for a campaign event next Wednesday. The location and other event details aren't known yet. Statement says he'll deliver remarks on his Investing in America agenda. This visit is part of his efforts to promote his economic plan, which has been dubbed Bidenomics. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Waukesha this week after we're seen. The president will go to Chicago for a campaign fundraiser. Banning weapons for sale might not matter with people making them in their basements. The Lake County Sheriff's Office recently arrested a Grays Lake man accused of making guns and machine gun modifiers at his home with a 3D printer. Charles Best now faces charges of engaging in the illegal production of firearms. 3D printers and weapons were seized from his home during a search this week. Those are just two of the stories that Stuart J. Waddles is keeping an eye on. Now, if you want to see more news, and that's not enough for you across the state of Wisconsin, just go to our website, WRJN.com, from state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather. Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know in your community. From Racine to Hayward, our news team has you covered. Head over to WRJN.com, find the banner at the top of the page to hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast. We got you covered here. We're not going to leave you standing out in the cold. 655 WRJN Radio. So this guy hit a huge lottery jackpot. Almost didn't cash it in, though, because he forgot about it. Not once, but twice. He bought the ticket, forgot to check the numbers for a month. That's what I generally do. When he finally scanned it at a store, he said to file a claim with the lottery office. So he thought he'd won a few thousand bucks. Despite that, he managed to forget about it again until his girlfriend found the ticket in his car a week later, asked if he checked it. Turns out he won $25,000 a year for the rest of his life. He ended up taking the lump sum of $390,000. You know, when I forget about a ticket, I generally get there and say, sorry, not a winner. This guy forgets about it. He wins $390,000. Here's a fun fact for you. There's an obscure gender-neutral term for nieces and nephews. They're called nibblings. That doesn't sound right. Yeah, I want you to meet one of my nibblings. With warm weather here, it's important bug news now. A study found that the type of soap you're using could attract more mosquitoes. They found that some soaps make us more likely to get bit. There's one ingredient mosquitoes hate, though. If you want to avoid them, go with a coconut-scented soap. Now, don't laugh. I use coconut, not shampoo, but the conditioner. I use that. But the bugs seem to like it. Nobody's laying, you know, eggs in my hair, but they seem to like it. So I use that. I used to have coconut soap, too. Got very expensive, so I stopped getting it. Maybe I should get that again for the summer. Companies are trying to get people back into the office. Even after COVID a couple of years, people still want to work from home. Well, everyone's working from home says, nah, I'm good. I'll continue to work from home. So what could they do to make us want to come back? Someone polled 2,000 workers. Here are the top 8 things they said might get them back into the office and stop working from home. Free drinks. The poll found our favorite things to drink at work, coffee, water, iced tea, juice, and flavored water. Aren't they free now? Can't you get free water in your office now and coffee? Breaks. All right. No more eating at your desk. While you keep working, you have to take a break. Breaks are mandatory. Free food. Lunch is a lot cheaper when you work from home. But they said they want free food in the office. I don't think that's going to happen. An on-site gym with free memberships. Yeah, like you're going to use that. An office lounge where people can hang out and socialize. Aren't you supposed to be working, not socializing at the office? Let people bring pets to work. Oh, you got a lot of work done with your dog wanting to go out and play. And you know what happens when you bring a pet in? Everybody says, oh, isn't it cute? Let me pet him. Meanwhile, work's not getting done. Let's see. Bring your kids to work. An on-site daycare might be needed. The companies do that. On-site games like video games and pool tables. Aren't you supposed to be working, not playing pool at the office? And so with all these perks, would you want to go back to the office or would you like to still work at home? People still want to work at home. You know why? Because you can work in your pajamas, you can goof off, watch TV, and no one's there to yell at you. Or here's some things that could be making you more forgetful, like not enough sleep, multitasking, drinking alcohol, smoking, not eating certain foods like leafy vegetables, fish, berries, and nuts. Not sleeping enough can affect your ability to learn new things by up to 40%, and it can affect the part of your brain which is responsible for new memories. And that's not my problem. I'm just forgetting things all the time. I don't think that's a problem with me. All right, coming up in a few minutes,